The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
What is your favorite food chain? 651-641-1071. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 1071. Streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Traynor.
Hi.
And Bradley, why we want to know what people's favorite food chain is?
And really, you know, people are probably like, food chain? Well, that could mean fast food, but it could also mean like, what?
Like how, like, cats eat mice and mice eat...
Nope, not that food chain.
Okay,
no, but I'm saying it's like not very specific. So like Dunkin' Donuts or Chick-fil-A or Culver's or, you know...
Chain restaurant that serves food.
Chili's, right? Mm-hmm. Bubba Gump Shrimp Company, Olive Garden, etc. So any one of those. And the reason is because I saw this tweet and it's another one of those dumb maps that claims to tell you what America's favorite food chains are by state. And I will say this particular graphic came from, based apparently on data from the Public Information and Statistics Society. But then I looked at what ours was,
it's
and I was
dumb.
Like,
it's
that's
trash
just
and
dumb.
It's wrong, and we're not.
That's not
true. We won't
true.
Accept it. We won't accept it.
For Minnesota, it says Minnesota's favorite food chain, Chuck E. Cheese?
No. What? Unacceptable.
Do we even have Chuck E. Cheese's anymore?
I think we do.
Or maybe we are. It's just like socially distanced. I don't know what Chuck E. Cheese is up to in 2020. But my point
that
is
Charles Entertainment Cheese.
Charles Entertainment Cheese. I'm a little concerned because I don't feel like that's legit. Although right next door to us, Wisconsin's favorite is Culver's, which I totally buy. So I'm here for that.
I do just also want to point out to you that Missouri and Illinois, allegedly, according to this stupid thing, also chose Chuck E. Cheese, which does not feel right to
also, me. Also, here's one that's perplexing. In-N-Out in Iowa. They don't got no In-N-Outs in Iowa.
Do they?
No,
must not.
They don't.
Okay,
so how
so this
can
is
that
trash.
Be their favorite? That is a lie.
I feel like
also,
this whole thing is a
time,
lie.
I have a hard time believing that Long John Slivers is Maine's favorite. Maine has like actual fish.
Well, to that end, I was going to say Louisiana also. Louisiana allegedly chose, I think that's Popeyes.
Looks like Popeyes.
Or, yeah Popeyes. Kitchen. And I'm thinking, really?
That's like saying maybe Taco Bell is the favorite of
Mexico.
Right?
Yeah, no, I don't think that's the truth,
no.
Though.
Also, California's favorite. Well, I mean, again, so it's not up to me to decide, but
apparently
I've got
it wasn't
opinions.
Up to them to decide either.
You know, here's the thing. This map is a house of lies.
Thank you,
because
Holly.
Wouldn't California be In-N-Out?
Yes.
Because that's where most of the In-N-Outs are.
Yeah, but this has been debunked by Snopes.
Oh, thank you.
Oh!
Okay, good. Okay, so it really is trash.
How did you find that?
On the internet.
I love the internet. Yeah. It is
but
really
these
catching
are blue
on.
Check, these are blue check Twitters, and somebody went to, responded to this with America's favorite fast food and did an update map,
but
God only knows if that's real.
Here's the deal with this. Do you see the little design logo underneath the E on favorite food chains?
Is that Barstool?
Yeah.
Oh, it's, cute. Yeah,
this is from Barstool Sports.
Is that a joke?
Okay.
Yeah, and this is all a joke.
And they trolled us.
And it comes to us from June
of
this year.
Okay.
So.
But here's what's delightful about it. I don't care. Because I just want to talk about food chains.
Okay, so in that vein.
But thank you, Holly. Now, I'm glad you debunked this because I would not want people to take, you know, I wouldn't want people to go to sleep tonight thinking that this was the real reflection.
Yeah, because that would be wrong. Do we have any callers, Holly?
We don't.
Oh, fine. 651-641-1071. What's your favorite food chain?
Do you know? We'll just talk about food. We don't care.
Uh-huh.
But do you know what else is a lie?
What?
Massachusetts Boston Market.
I mean, see?
I feel like people in Massachusetts would be like, I don't, Like, they would specifically avoid Boston Market.
Oh, my gosh.
Because...
No, they would be donkeys.
Donkeys all the way. For sure. By the way, speaking of Boston Market, there used to be a Boston Market on Highway 100 and Excelsior Boulevard. And I happened to be over that direction today, and I forgot that they, like, shut all the Boston Markets down. The one over there is now, like, a Chase Bank. And I was like, no. It's like it never happened. It's like Boston Market was never a thing in the world. It broke my heart. I'm glad for the people who have a new building to work in, but I'm upset that it's not a Boston Market anymore.
If I were going to ask you what your favorite food chain was, what would you say?
I mean, I feel like you already know this answer.
Wait, do I? Okay, food chain. Why would I know this answer?
Because
Taco Bell?
Thank you.
Okay, fast food 100%. For sure.
Taco Bell. My favorite fast casual restaurant? I'm going to say...
I know what it is.
What?
Crispin Green.
Yes. Isn't
that fast casual?
I don't know. I wouldn't have put that. I didn't even think of putting that in that category. But Crispin Green is like my favorite. I love Chipotle. Zupas is another favorite. I mean, I could go on for days. How much time do we have? I mean,
Naff Naff.
Yes, please. Thank you. Yes. I was thinking about another like sit down. Oh, shoot. Now I can't remember it. Wow.
I will say while you're remembering that Culver's, if I had to pick one, I would have to pick Culver's. Because if you said right now, let's go, I'd be like, I want to go to Culver's. Okay. Holly?
We've got a couple of people on the
line. Let's talk to them.
Let's do it.
Let's talk to Patty.
Hi, Patty. Patty, what's Cookie your favorite? Patty. Is this Cookie Patty?
Hello, this is Patty.
Hi. What's your favorite?
It's not Cookie Patty.
Okay. Well, we want to talk to you anyway. What's your favorite food chain?
Banchan, and it's I think mostly on the East Coast. It's in Maple Grove, Korean food, and we can't get enough of it. And you walk in, they have curbside, sit down. If you walk in, the packages that are waiting for people to pick up, it's amazing.
Oh, that looks good. I did not
realize that we had one here, and I'm very excited.
It is delicious.
I'm so glad you just shared that.
Okay, thank you for that. You've provided a service to everybody today, and I'm about to look at their menu because I've never been to this place, and now I'm excited. Holly, who else do we have?
We have Naomi.
Oh my gosh, that looks really good. Hi, Naomi. What's your favorite food chain?
Mine is Panera. Mm. I love bread and I love bagels.
So they've got everything you need right there.
Yes.
Thank you for your call. And who else do we have, Halls?
Nobody.
Okay, fine.
That's it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And thank you, everybody, for calling. Bradley, what is... Oh, Culver's, you already said. Holly, what's your favorite?
Yeah, no, totally Culver's.
In-N-Out.
Right? That's another great one.
You can't do that here, so what would you pick here?
Taco Bell.
Okay.
My favorite chain sit-down restaurant, like sit-down and the server comes to your table, is Red Lobster. Duh.
I haven't been to a Red Lobster in 1,000, but I would say Chili's. That's my favorite.
You like those baby
Chili's
back ribs?
Bar none.
I want my baby.
He wants his baby back.
I don't care about, I like ribs, but to me it would be some sort of chicken finger or crispy chicken experience and like a burger.
Oh, sounds like heaven.
I don't think they do those anymore.
Rude.
I know. Why? Trust me. If you want a Bloomin' Onion, you got to go to Outback Steakhouse. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we got to check in with Brittany. We got to get the Cobra Gang together and see what Brittany's up to after this on My Talk 107.1. We got to get the Cobra Gang together on the Colleen and Bradley show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer. And we haven't checked in with Brittany for a hot moment.
Whenever we do that,
we like to get the Cobra Gang together.
Whenever there's trouble, we'll down the double. We're the Cobra Gang. If you've got the crime, we've got the time. We're the Cobra Gang.
What's going on with Britney Spears? We're going to find out because here's the dealio, McSkrillio. So I showed up yesterday to her Instagram feed and I found some interesting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A post where she was on a private jet. And I thought, where is Britney Spears going on a private jet? And I scrolled through the photos. So the first photo is her like in a recliner, private jet seat. And she looks very cute in her, you know, very predictable Britney Spears outfit, white t-shirt, short shorts, high heels.
Yep.
And she's like, I'm doing that whole work on yourself thing at the moment. Broccoli emoji. P.S. I wanted to get creative. So then I'm like, well, that's what's creative. Okay. So then I scroll forward in the photos and there's a plate with some ranch dip.
Neat.
Some cut vegetables and cut fruit, otherwise known as perhaps a crudité. And then you scroll again and you see that she arranged the fruit and the vegetables into a delightful kaleidoscope.
Yeah, with the nice knife skills on those radishes. I'm guessing
Honey,
they came
I don't think
pre-cut.
She didn't. Okay. That was in the veggie
Sorry.
Tray. Yeah, she's not going to culinary school. I think she just like was like, I'm just going to move all these things around on a plate. Okay, cool.
Neat.
Good
cool.
for you. Good for you.
Congrats.
But.
Okay.
But then I was thinking to myself, I'm sorry, I'm hearing things in my ears.
No, we're all hearing it. So I think that we need to make sure we get a message to certain people.
It's been done.
Okay, thank you. Go on. Okay. I just want to make sure no words came out.
Technology, man. Yeah. So anyway, over on the Yahoos, I find out why she might have been on a private jet. Because I'm like, why is that Britney Spears arranging her veggie tray
going?
On a private jet, right? And she's working on her. So then I see the picture of her and Sam Asghari as they're boarding the private jet. And apparently she is going on a, quote, much needed getaway. Now, you'll remember this comes after we found out that her dad will still be in control of her conservatorship, even though she, through her attorney last week, tried to nix that from being reality, right? She tried to kick her dad out of the conservatorship. Did not happen. So perhaps she was like, well, I'm going to celebrate defeat with a trip. Apparently she's going, I think, to Hawaii.
Yes.
Yeah, Hawaii. She's going to Hawaii, which we know is like her home away from home.
Yep. They are currently in Maui, and she posted a couple pictures of her and Sam Asghari, like in what looks to be like a hallway, maybe at a hotel in Maui.
Yeah.
And my favorite part about it is she, in the caption, says, P.S. don't mind my hair. And I'm always fascinated by when she decides to call out something, especially when, like, her hair actually looks the best it's looked.
Yeah.
In this
picture.
Her
hair actually looks good and decent. They both look great. Her caption before that was, we be like in Maui. So anyway, she is working on herself in Maui.
She's doing fruit arrangements.
Fruit arrangements. I mean, I just love, there's just something so delightfully childlike.
Yeah.
About her posts. Like, she's like, ah, oh, this fruit looks pretty. I'm just going to arrange this fruit on the table and take a picture. And
see, these
it to
are the
Instagram.
Okay. See, I just wish I could be a fly on the wall in her world, because I just don't feel like we get a feel for what her actual day to day is. And I love this narrative of her sitting on her private jet, which is like, okay, I can't relate, but
yeah.
And deciding, like, I'm just going to make art with the fruit while we're flying to Maui, you know?
I mean, you know,
and then
it's a whole
taking
different
her time
world.
To do that, and then wanting to share it with the world. Like, I don't know. I feel like there's a sense of humor in there that, like, we miss. I worry about Britney. I spend my spare hours, I don't have any, worrying about Britney and wishing that we
and
could.
And I think we're right to do that because
yes.
it just seems a little interesting. I just imagine that her father was like, yeah, so I just screwed you, you know, out of what you wanted. So go to Hawaii.
Why don't you go to Maui?
Take some time off, relax.
Yeah, hang out with the boyfriend that's on the payroll. No big deal. Who, by the way, they like match. They're both wearing like their khaki shorts and white shirts. But oh my gosh, can you see the muscle situation that he's working with?
I mean, he's all muscles. Yeah.
Which he must just
constantly. What else does he have to do?
That's what I was going to say. That must be his hobby, is just working on his fitness.
Exactly.
And, you know, pretending he's dating Britney Spears.
Also, how does she get to go to Hawaii?
Well, I think private jet is the start of that story.
Oh.
Right?
I thought she used her arms.
Boy, are they tired.
Boy, are my arms tired.
Oh, boy.
No, but like, don't you have to quarantine?
Or and no? Maybe they are once they got there. I mean, that's doesn't true. She that's sort true. Of lives in quarantine?
Well, she could literally just be, yeah, she's in a bubble regardless.
Yeah. So something
silly
tells me, you know.
Silly me.
Yeah, she took a private jet and she'll probably, I mean, she's probably got, you know, a private location where she can be. Yeah, I'm sure she still can quarantine while she's there. I don't know. I'm a little jealous right now. I wish I could stow away on that trip. Wouldn't that be a lovely little distraction?
I don't know, though. I feel like you get on this trip and you're like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Like, I just see Sam Asghari doing push-ups, like, on the floor of the plane. Like, I gotta do some push-ups.
Mm-hmm.
And Brittany's like,
swole.
And Brittany's like, that's okay, you do that while I arrange this fruit basket.
How many people do you think actually, and none of us has the answer to this. I just thought we could muse about this. How many people do you think she travels with? Because there's got to be at least one bodyguard, right? At least.
You'd hope.
Probably two.
Right?
And then she's got Sam Asghari. So that's three people she's traveling with right there. I mean, who else goes on these trips?
So she's got to have an assistant. That you she's never got all kinds see of people. Anybody
never.
Else, right? Like other celebrities, they do, Rebel Wilson, for example, mm-hmm. She's been real hot showing her life on Insta lately.
It's her year of health.
It's her year of health, man. And she's been showing a lot of her like ground crew or whatever you want to call them, the people that like get her from point A to point B.
Yeah. But you never see anybody else around Britney Spears. Occasionally you'll see a bodyguard, but only in paparazzi photographs. It's so interesting. Mm. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, dumb people doing dumb things, crazy, stupid idiots after this on My Talk 107.1. Dumb people doing dumb things. We love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer. Hi.
Oh, wait. Here he is.
Okay.
Hi, thank Brad.
Hi.
There he is.
There's a lot of buttons today.
And these are crazy, stupid idiots.
Well, then, I guess one could say that's a crazy, stupid idiot. Yeah! Colleen and Bradley present CSI. It stands for crazy, stupid idiots.
It sure does. Why? Well, because the world is full of crazy, stupid idiots. Dumb people doing dumb things repeatedly over and over again, oftentimes in the state of
Florida.
Florida.
Florida. You want to know where we're going first?
Oh, please.
We are going to Florida. And we're going to go to Disney Springs in Florida, which is one of my favorite places. No big deal. And we are going to meet Nathaniel Smith. He is 18 years
old. Is that the, like, Disney town you can live in?
No, that's called Celebration, or that was called
which, like,
Celebration.
Is no longer
well, what
part
happened
of Disney, right?
To it? Did it
they
fall?
Stopped celebrating. They. Like all of us in 2020. Anyway, no, Disney Springs is basically like the shopping area in Disney, in Walt Disney World. And it's like a big outdoor mall with all kinds of fun things
to
do.
They have something like that at Disneyland.
They do. It's smaller. The Disneyland one is a little bit smaller. But yes, it's a similar situation. And it's just like a fun little area. Anyway, what had happened was Nathaniel Smith, 18 years old, was flagged by the security at Disney Springs because they assumed that he possibly had a gun. So when they approached him, and they did find that indeed he did have a gun, it was a BB gun, they questioned him and he explained to them that he was recently hired by the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Administration, as a special agent by their Atlanta, Georgia division. And they asked to see his badge. And sure enough, he furnished a badge for them.
Okay.
The deputy asked for a phone number for his supervisor, which Mr. Smith was unable to provide. But upon further investigation, the deputy noticed that he could find badges similar to Mr. Smith's being sold on Amazon. And the deputy then found a concealed and loaded Glock 19 replica BB gun inside Mr. Smith's waistband. He was then arrested. He was charged
with...
Idiots?
LARPers?
Yeah. He was LARPing being a DEA agent.
Yeah.
I shouldn't besmirch LARPers because they're legitimate things. This guy was like a wannabe LARPer.
Yeah, but usually...
I mean, he was a wannabe person, but...
Mm-hmm. You like LARP Frodo or something from Lord of the Rings.
Oh my gosh, that all felt like you were speaking a different language.
Frodo LARP.
You LARP Frodo. I LARP you, Frodo. Anyway, he has been arrested. But again, kids, don't like those badges. Yes, they're available. Don't use them.
No. Do you want to end up in jail? Mm-hmm. Also, what are you actually... I mean, cops and robbers was a thing that we played when we were kids.
Right.
That's not something you try to do as an adult. But it does seem like there is this certain segment of men who just never grew out of that desire to play law enforcement officer.
I don't get it, because we hear this all the time about people impersonating cops and pulling people over, et cetera.
And I almost said you don't see women do this, but that's a lie, because last week there was a woman who was impersonating an FBI agent to get free Chick-fil-A.
True story.
Remember her?
Actual true story.
It is, yeah.
All right. Where are we going next?
That was where? Florida?
Florida.
Well, I would like to take us on over to, wait for it,
Florida.
No way. We're going to Florida.
Cool. Again, but this time we're heading to Clearwater. Get in the cars, kids.
Or just one of them.
Get in the car, kids. We are going to the home of Scientology, but this has nothing to do with Scientology and has everything to do with three crazy, stupid idiots. Actually, yeah, I think we can consider them all crazy, stupid idiots. But here's what happened. First of all, I want to tell you, this is a story about a man that you've never heard before. Okay, let's go back to yesterday, 2 a.m. in the morning.
Okay.
Versus 2 a.m. in the evening.
Yep.
2 a.m. in the morning, there was a fight and police were called, and it involved a disturbance at a Clearwater apartment building. When they showed up, cops interviewed Soraya Rasasambuth, Angelique Pavlik, and Calvin Rasasambath. I said that wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say there's Soraya, Calvin, and Angelique. And Soraya and Calvin are married.
Okay.
Okay. According to the affidavits, Pavlik, so the third party, Angelique,
the one who went married to them,
to Calvin and Soraya's apartment to, quote, hang out and drink. Well, by 2 a.m., the two women were on the street and the man was inside and the police were called. Do you want to guess how we got there?
The two women were on the street and the man was inside.
Yep.
And they had invited the third party over to drink.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And it was 2 a.m. What? No, as my mother used to say.
Yep.
Nothing. There is nothing open past 11 a.m. but legs. My mother never said that, but I'd like to say that she did. Ain't nothing open past 11 o'clock but legs. Meaning, what usually happens in the wee hours of the morning with booze and people?
Sexual activity. So, methinks that the way that those two women ended up out on the street and he was inside is that it was a threesome gone wrong.
Okay, ding on the first
count. The problem is, I don't know where it went wrong. Well, so, somebody got jealous.
You're going to hear a story about a man you've never heard before. And that's that Mr. Calvin, Calvin said the following. Apparently, the women had planned a sexual arrangement with Calvin.
Okay.
A three-way. The two women had decided we're going to have a threesome with the husband.
Yep.
But
they did
checking
not,
with the husband.
They did not get his consent prior to engagement. Got it.
So before the threesome could ensue, a verbal argument began. But at this point, the ladies were naked.
Wow, so they went ahead
really
with it. They
excited.
Just, they got started.
They got started.
Before they even told him
maybe
what was
going should have
on.
Given Calvin more of a heads up. Okay. Didn't. Calvin was like, yeah, I don't want to have sexual relations with two women at the same time. Mm-hmm. Again, therefore becoming the first man to ever to ever act this way, right? Like, you've never heard the man never goes, I did not want that.
Right.
But apparently he didn't. And things, turned into an argument and then turned violent and ended up with him taking the two women naked by the neck and throwing them out of the apartment.
Wow.
Okay, that is some crazy stuff. Apparently, after being read his rights, Calvin claimed the women wanted to have sex with him, but he didn't want to, prompting them to attack him. So they attacked him naked.
Okay.
And then he says that he was able to get them out of the residence and call 911. So basically, horny attack ladies.
He's fighting off horny ladies. Can we also just...
I will say the fact that there's two naked ladies in the hallway or on the front lawn, that's bizarre to me, right?
So,
like, again...
I like to imagine I'm the deputy rolling up to this scene. And, like, how do you even start to pull apart this piece of string cheese? Like, you're like, hold on a second. So I got two naked ladies outside. I've got a fully clothed man barricaded inside.
And you're trying to tell me that you didn't want
the first thing you hear from these women is, we wanted to have a threesome with him and he didn't want to. And that's when the deputy is like, something here ain't right.
This doesn't add up.
Something doesn't
add up. Are you being held against your will?
I mean, you just got to think. And also, like, where did the actual crime take place? That's my next question, right? So, like, if I'm the deputy that is rolling up to this and my job is to, like, uphold the law in this moment, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, wait, hold on a second. I have to go back to deputy school and try to remember the section on threesomes gone wrong. Like,
who's at
fault in this
situation? Well, I will say the women did have scratches and bruises. So presumably that's where Calvin could have been ran from afoul each other. Of the law.
It could have been from each other.
He was released, but was ordered to have no contact with the women. But one of them's his wife.
Yikes.
That's so weird.
Well, I mean, I feel like that's going to be a not for long situation.
Because again, like, if you're so intent on having, like getting naked with the lady, like,
maybe that's where you want to be. Yeah. Maybe you want to be out.
But I do also love the idea of, like, raging naked women who are hell bent on a threesome. Like, just
that is a
like
scene
running
right
through
out
town,
of a
like looking for a man. We need a man.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we're going to play a little game. That game is called The Throwback Live. We'll do that after this on My Talk 107.1.